From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Well, up next, he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach, our sponsor from CriticalHealthNews.com, to take your questions about your own health. And, of course, we will take your text, your tweets as well. I've got a whole slew of emails. And, of course, Doc Wallach and I will chat as well. Let's give you a jump start. There are people waiting at this toll-free number to help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And definitely go to your website and go to CriticalHealthNews.com with your smartphone or your laptop or your desktop, CriticalHealthNews.com. Well, welcome back to Coast. Looking forward to this. We've gotten so many emails over the last couple days when people realized Doc Wallach was going to be our guest, asking for help and assistance. And, of course, the website, CriticalHealthNews.com, the toll-free number where people are there to help you, because Doc gives out information, but you probably need more. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach back on Coast to Coast. Doc, how are you?
Fabulous, George. Thank you so much. You're the greatest as usual.
We keep trying to. A huge story broke a couple days ago, Doc, and it was the first one I wanted to talk with you about to get your reaction. I know what you're going to say. And the study involved over 11,000 people, 112,000 people, and says omega-3 fish oil supplements may have little to no benefit in the fight for heart health. What do you think of that?
Well, they're misguided, of course. Now, there's two things that the omega-3 fish oils will do for the heart. Number one, each cell membrane, each cell, myocardium, each one of the muscle cells in the heart require omega-3s in its wall. Makes the wall of the heart muscle semi-permeable so nutrition and oxygen can get in and bad stuff can get out. Also, omega-3s are the natural sort of blood thinner, if you will. They actually stop abnormal blood clotting. And so when somebody gets a coronary thrombosis, they get a blood clot in a coronary artery, or they get a thrombotic stroke, or they get a blood clot in the brain, or deep vein thrombosis in their legs, blood clot in the lung, pulmonary embolism, is because of an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. In fact, so many people have blood clots. It's just crazy.
I would much rather take it than not, Doc, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And Princess Leia from Star Wars, she died of a coronary thrombosis, a simple omega-3 deficiency. And 2 days later, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died of a thrombotic stroke. She
yes.
had blood clot in the brain. So those two ladies did not supplement. They had the same doctor who should be held responsible for that. And they both died unnecessarily from a simple omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency.
I had a medical doctor on last week who literally has changed his practice from straight MD work to where he's doing a lot of holistic work, and he says it's the smartest thing he ever did, Doc.
Well, you have to praise him, because I'd like to see all medical doctors do that. They can do great things for their patients, and it'd be moving in the right direction for sure.
So with this study, you would say continue taking your omega-3, folks. It helps you.
Oh, absolutely. Omega-3s are part of the 90, and our motto is 90 for life, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 aminos, 3 fatty acids. And you need these every minute of every day of your life. And your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres are blueprints. Every cell, everybody knows, George, that your blood cells live 120 days. And that's true of everything, your liver cells, your kidney cells, your bone cells, your lung cells, your heart cells, your brain cells, and so on. And you can have the best genes in the world, but if you don't have these 90 essential nutrients, you don't have the raw materials for your genes, DNA, RNA, telomeres to rebuild all that as they die naturally. Now, your red blood cells only live 120 days, 4 months. Well, if you want to live to be 100, what happens after that 4 months if you're not rebuilding
That's
new
right.
red blood cells?
Good point.
Same thing is true for kidney cells, liver cells.
We're with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, and we will take calls with the doc in a few minutes, as a matter of fact, as we turn through the half We get so many phone calls. We devote about an hour and a half of your calls for Doc Wallach, and also texts, tweets, and emails. And I've got a whole slew of emails, Doc. And let me get rid of some of them because they are rolling in. Carl writes, and he said, "I'm an insider. Love the show. Question for Doc Wallach. I have atrial fibrillation. Is it reversible?" And then he has a question about pooling of blood in the atrium. Can that be prevented? But his atrial fibrillation, isn't that an electrical issue from the spinal cord?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. Medical doctors, when you have AFib, you have a racing heartbeat called tachycardia, very fast heart rate. But also you're going to get your heart's going to flip-flop, okay? You're going to get fibrillation to your atrium. The upper two chambers will just vibrate and not be efficient. And you're exactly right. It's not a heart problem. It's a shrinking of the disc in between the first four vertebrae in the upper back, T1, 2, 3, and 4, thoracic vertebrae 1, 2, 3, and 4. The disc between them shrink. These vertebrae get closer together, and they smash the roots of the spinal nerves that originate in the spinal cord, go between those vertebrae, and tell the heart how fast to run and how to beat properly so they don't flip-flop. And this is called atrial fibrillation. Now, the doctor will run up $500,000 worth of cardiovascular bills.
Jeez.
It's really a back problem. He'll install a pacemaker and your heart dies, it's going to reboot your heart, okay? And these two things cost a lot of money. You're in danger when you go under anesthesia and install them. And so it's not going to help because it's a back problem. When that doesn't work, he knows he's going to go to what they call ablation. They're going to kill parts of your heart muscle, hoping to find the part of your heart that's running away and has an electrical problem. That's not going to work because it's a back problem. And then they do a retroversion. They electrocute you to death and sing a song for 4 or 5 minutes, hoping to redirect the electrical system in the heart, reset it. And that's not going to work because it's a back problem. Then they do a heart transplant, and they run up $500,000 worth of cardiovascular procedures charge when it's really just a back problem. We have a program we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. You take one of those per 100 pounds of body weight. You throw in a couple of other products we have, like vitamin D3 and glucogel and MSM. And these will support maintenance repair of those discs, push the vertebrae apart, and the AFib stops.
So that's the most important thing. You have to get the pressure off the nerve, don't you?
Yes, sir. You know, like I say, you know more than most cardiologists. That's why I have such respect for you. You're a quick learner, and you know how to apply the information.
I learned the school of hard knocks, Doc, to be sure. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number, I'll give it out several times tonight. There are people there to answer your questions. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. If they are busy because they do get swamped, they will get back to you. So leave a message with your phone number. And definitely go to their website. You go to it often. There are free videos there as well. I like that word, free. CriticalHealthNews.com, CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to come back in a moment and start taking your phone calls with Doc Wallach, and we'll take calls again next hour as well. He's here to assist you and help you. I'll continue giving him some email questions that I've got, and Tom will take your text and tweets as well. Doc, you still traveling these days?
Oh, yes. I'm calling you from the Turks and Caicos.
Wow.
The islands out here just outside the Bahamas.
Well, I'm amazed we're able to even hear you now then.
Well, we have the wonders of electronics. I'm using an iPhone with a headset and a microphone plugged into the wall here, a comfortable armchair. And
get ready to go, Doc. We're taking calls when we come right back right here on Coast to Coast AM with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our Asheville, North Carolina show. As the tickets continue to fly out the theater window, there are a few good ones left on the bottom. Then you're up to the balcony, but that's good seats there, too. You can see there's 5 special handicap seats available for you, too. A month to go for the event. It's Saturday, August 25th, and you can get your tickets by going to coasttocoastam.com. click the events at the top of the homepage, look at the carousel reel, it's there too, or go directly to the theater's website, dwtheatre.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. We will take your text and tweets as well and phone calls for the rest of this hour and all of next hour. Later on tonight, we're going to be talking about the supernatural, why paranormal investigators do what they do. Really looking forward to that as well. I've still got a whole bunch of emails for you too, Doc, but let's go to the phones to start. We'll go to Terry in Asheville, North Carolina, where I will be in a month. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I got a question. Is there anything you can do to strengthen? I have a inguinal hernia. Can you strengthen the wall there?
And have you had surgery yet?
Oh, no. I want to avoid surgery. Okay. I don't have any pain, and it's shrinking, and it only comes out once in a while.
All right, Doc, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, when you get an inguinal hernia, it's in the groin area, and it could be one on one side or both sides. And it's actually caused by a lack of integrity of the connective tissues. It's kind of related to fibromyalgia and lupus and sarcoidosis and those kinds of things. And first thing you need to do is put a 2x4 under the feet of your bed. Not under your feet, but under the feet of the bed, so your bed is inclined. From, its floor with the feet on the head of the bed, then feet at the foot of the bed are 2 inches higher than normal. So your head's going to be 2 inches down. Your feet are going to be 2 inches up. And that's while you're sleeping for 4, 5, 6 hours. The weight of all your intestines and your liver are going to be pulled away from your abdominal cavity towards your chest and takes the pressure off of the inguinal hernia, allows that to begin to heal. Then you need the raw materials to support, maintenance, repair that connective tissue. And how much do you weigh, sir?
About 220.
How tall are you, Terry?
6'3".
6'3", 220, Doc.
Okay, 6'3", 220, that's about right. Do you have any other issues? High blood pressure, diabetes, skin problems, asthma?
No other issues.
Okay, great. It'll be very simple. You need to avoid the bad foods, all the inflammatory things. That'll be fried foods, processed meats, things like deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky. Those things all cause inflammation, make these kinds of structural things worse. Then you need to throw in all 90 essential nutrients. And a big guy like you, I'd like to take two of the healthy brain and heart packs a day. That'll be one twice a day. So you take a full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner. It has the cofactors necessary to increase the strength and health of the elastic fibers in the cartilage and ligaments and tendons, connective tissue, disc, vertebrae, bone matrix, bone cell. And then we throw in three other things. Number one, vitamin D3. You have it either in the spray or the capsules. Take three doses twice a day, three capsules twice a day, or three spritzes twice a day, depending if you get the liquid or the capsules. Then we throw in what we call glucogel. This is the raw material to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc, between vertebrae, bone matrix, bone cell. And then lastly, our MSM. That's a beautiful thing. Just get one bottle. It's a big bottle. You can take three of those tablets twice a day. And again, this is designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And you also want to get those pads. You can just go into any drugstore without an examination. You don't need to go to a doctor. And you get the Velcro belt, so while you're vertical during the day. And even though you may only have the hernia on one side, I would get pads for both sides and help hold things in while you're vertical. And keeping that fatty tissue in the intestines from coming in and out of that slot will speed up the healing.
It kind of oozes out, doesn't it, Doc? Thank you, Terry. Take heed.
That's correct.
All right, Tom gets
a gravity thing.
Tom has a text or tweet for you. What do you have, Tom?
We got a tweet from Benjamin. Hey, Doc, what's a good solution for treating lower back pain?
Lower back pain.
Okay, well, lower back pain, of course, deals with, again, degenerative disc disease. And it can happen at any age. I've seen newborn babies with these kind of problems. A lot of athletes have this. Our military, this is very common in the military. Sciatica can be called, peripheral neuropathies. And so, again, for 100 pounds of body weight, they need to take enough raw materials to rebuild the disc between the vertebrae, which are connective tissue, a mix of connective tissue and cartilage and ligaments and tendons. Then you have the muscles there, and you have the bone itself in the back. And so, again, I would go with the healthy bone and joint packs, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and then throw in the MSM, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and the glucogel, 15 a day per 100 pounds of body weight, 555. It'll support and promote maintenance and repair of the disc and the vertebrae, the ligaments and tendons. And then topically, we have what we call a CM cream. Two letters, C as in cat, M as in Mary. You apply that CM cream to the back. Even though you may be having burning and numbness and things like that in your feet, you apply it to the back, the lumbar area. And the magic is in about 6 or 8 minutes, you're going to get significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. You can apply it 2 or 3 times a day as needed. But after a couple of months, you won't need the pain relief anymore, because once things repair themselves, you don't have the pain.
All right, Doc, another email in, this from John, and he says, okay, my wife says I eat too many fruits. I love grapes and bananas. Doc, what do you think of all the fruits?
Well, fruits are kind of a two-edged sword. Number one, they do have vitamins. You know, you have vitamin C and vitamin A and that kind of thing, which are both very, very good to support your immune system and support maintenance repair of all tissues. But they also have sugar in them. And so if somebody craves fruit, and I mean they are eating like about 3 servings of fruit 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, they do have a problem. Usually they'll have a mineral problem, mineral deficiency, and this results in cravings. And so people can crave fruit. You get the negative of all that sugar. They can crave bad things like drugs and alcohol and tobacco and get into trouble there. And so it's imperative that we treat ourselves as well as we treat our cars, George. It's one of those things where we put oil in the car before the engine burns up. We take medicine after we burn up. And so it's best to take the 90 essential nutrients, one healthy start pack before you get these problems, and then you won't get the problems.
Let's back to the call. CJ's with us in Portland, Oregon. Hi, CJ. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for your time, number one. My question is, how are the margaritas and Turks and Caicos? But actually, my dear mom, she's a retired nurse, pretty smart with medicine. She was going through a lot of complications with her blood pressure, had her back and forth from the emergency like on a weekly basis, and I finally know that the last doctor I go, hey, you know, if you send my mom home again on morphine, now you're going to need a little treatment yourself. Anyway, so finally, the last time we had her in there, a female, very highly, I don't think she was supposed to even be in there because of her credentials. Anyway, she saw the same stuff that all these other people have been looking at, rushed my mom into emergency surgery. And she goes, and she's like, "Oh my God, you have probably the world record for a hiatal hernia. It was as big as a softball."
Jeez.
And they go, "Oh my God!" And so anyway, then they also, on top of that, I guess her internal organs had shifted upwards, like into her chest level, almost like she had done a bungee jump with a rope out of an airplane, you know. And anyway, so now they went in there and they tried to, and her, everything was all messed up, you know, and her digestive system wasn't processing obviously correctly. So anyway, now that, they went in there, hopefully, you know, obviously it's better than it was, but
sure. Well, here's the deal. How much did your mom weigh?
I'm going to say 145.
Okay. Is she 5'5" or 6 foot tall, or?
She's about 5'7".
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Well, two things. When you have a hiatal hernia, that's a birth defect. Mama was missing something when the embryo went from a flaccid disc to a tube, and so the diaphragm didn't close completely. And just the opposite of somebody with an inguinal hernia, you want to put a 2x4 under the feet of the head of the bed so that while she's sleeping 4, 5, 6 hours a night, all the contents of the belly, the liver and the intestines, shift down towards the pelvis, and take the pressure off the hole in the diaphragm. Eating several small meals a day instead of three big ones will help. Also, she needs the digestive enzymes to make sure little or no gas is produced during the digestive process. And because she has all this digestive stuff, it sounds like she has a gluten problem. Do you have any history of asthma or skin problems yourself?
No. And can you tell me, her blood pressure is like a stinking roller coaster. It's up, down, up, down, up, down. And we can't get any. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Well, yes, I do. Here we go. So at 145 pounds, I'd have her take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month, I'd have her get another bottle of our selenium so she can take six of those a day. And it's not only for the selenium, which supports muscle and heart and that kind of thing, but also it has cofactors in there which support the health of the elastic fibers in the blood vessels and so forth. But for the high blood pressure, in addition to the Healthy Start Pack, I would go ahead and give her three of the MSM twice a day. That'll be one bottle a month for the strength of the walls of the arteries and veins. I would also throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, two bottles of the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. They're designed to support healthy blood pressure and support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And this is not unusual. When somebody has blocked arteries in the kidneys will actually release a hormone called renin, R-E-N-I-N, which raises the blood pressure, trying to get more dirty blood to go through the kidney. And this type of blood pressure is not responsive to medication. It doesn't really react to typical blood pressure medication because it's being driven by the hormone production. So, again, the Ultimate Daily Classic. Not we have an Ultimate Daily, but that's not what she wants. She wants the Ultimate Daily Classic. And then three of those twice a day. It'll be two bottles a month, supports healthy blood pressure, and she'll be a new woman very quickly.
The rest of the email from John Dock, he's talking about cheeses and dairy products. He says they have gotten a bad rap, but are they good for you?
Absolutely. You can actually reduce your risk of Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Huntington's disease, and dementia very significantly by eating dairy fats. Instead of having non-dairy coffee creamers, you want to have a cream for your coffee. Instead of having margarine for cooking, you want butter. In fact, they have a new CD out, George, called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. You can put a half a stick of butter in your coffee. You can eat a stick of butter like a candy bar, or you can use it for cooking. And let's see here. You also want to eat whole milk instead of skim milk. You want to have high-fat Greek yogurts instead of zero-fat yogurts. And you're going to... It was a study with 135,000 people, and they showed very clearly that high dairy fat reduces these types of neurological diseases.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that number again, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Bruce writes he has shingles. What can he do about that?
Okay, shingles is a virus, herpes zoster. And need to support the immune system, and then topically put our colloidal silver on top. Even if the blisters are gone and you still have the phantom pain from the previous infection with the herpes zoster, a.k.a. shingles, you want to put, wet some cotton balls with our colloidal silver and soak it three or four times a day. Leave it wet for about 5 or 10 minutes. But also, if you want the one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack to support the immune system and all the biological stuff that goes along with your lymph nodes and lymphatics and your bone marrow that makes white blood cells, which help you control viruses and things like that. And for pain, I would use a combination of the CM cream and the trauma oil, about 5 drops of trauma oil per teaspoon of the CM cream, and go ahead and mix it up real good and then add that. And then in a couple of weeks, when we have our annual meeting, we're going to unleash CBD oil. Okay, from hemp seeds.
That's smart. Really that's huge, Doc. That could be huge.
That's huge.
I mean, we did a whole show about that and how important it is to people and what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited about it because we've really cornered large growing areas, and we just have the best extraction process for the CBD oil out of the hemp seeds. No THC. And so this is just a great product for pain relief, and that'll be added to our armamentarium. We're very, very proud of that.
You recommend anything for floaters in the eyes so you don't have to get the fluid replaced or get laser treatment or anything like that?
Sure. Well, floaters are remnants of embryonic arteries in the eyes. When you're born, those arteries dry up and fracture like glass tubes, and the floaters, that's what they're from. And, of course, we like to use what we, you know, again, the healthy brain and heart pack, one of those per 100 pounds of body weight. We also have two wonderful eye products. One is called Occutive. They're only 30 in a bottle, so they're tiny little bottles, very powerful. Go ahead and take, 60 in a bottle, so you can take one twice a day for the Occutive. And then the Vision FX, take three of those twice a day. It'd be two bottles a month of the Vision FX. And then the antioxidants to reduce the inflammation in the eye. You can use our Z radical, like zebra dash radical. It has the fucoidin from the red marine algae outside the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And also it has the four super juices. It's just a great, great way to relieve the inflammation in the eye. And those floaters will shrink. And they become non-refractory. Usually you're born with those things, George. But as you get older, they become opaque and refractory. And so you see them.
Oh, see, some people tell me, Doc, it looks like a fly went by them, and it was just a floater in the eye.
That's correct. But you do all this stuff, stay away from the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, get all that inflammation out of your life, and the floaters become insignificant. Otherwise, play with them. Use them as therapy.
That's the way to do it. And, you know, I got to tell you, the information you give people is so helpful. Even if one person is helped, it's worth it to me. Of course, you help more
absolutely
than that.
And we're very proud of you for our relationship for that reason, getting information out. There's so many things that people can do for themselves without getting a doctor's visits on their permanent records as a pre-existing condition. It impacts our insurance terribly. If they do things themselves, not only will they reduce the risk of injury and death from the medical system, but also it's cheaper, and they will not get these things on their permanent records as a pre-existing condition, so it doesn't impact your insurance. Their monthly premiums won't go up, and their deductibles won't go up.
Doc Wallach and pharmacist Ben pop on about once every several weeks. Averages will be for both of them. They each come on in, within a six-week period, and they're on for a couple hours when they are on to give you the information you need that hopefully will help you. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take an hour of final phone calls. Those of you on hold, we'll get to you. Those of you calling, keep trying.